Chapter 6, JFK and the Mafia. When I was just out of college, I got a job as a radio news reporter in New Orleans. An older announcer at the station, a native of the city, had befriended me, and one day during a conversation in October 1973, I told him I had always been interested in the Kennedy assassination. It was on my mind because the 10th anniversary of the assassination was coming up, and because I knew New Orleans played a central role in the assassination, I told him of my youthful ambition to investigate the case. He paused for a moment. "Would you like to meet the man who had him killed?" he asked. "And who might that be?" I replied, somewhat taken aback. "Carlos Marcello." It was the first time I had ever heard that name, but of course it wouldn't be the last. The New Orleans Mafia chieftain figures prominently in conspiracy theories involving the mob. My friend went on to explain that Marcello was a local businessman, not mentioning any mafia association, and again offered to broker an introduction. "I can set up an interview for you if you want," he said. "You can't ask him about the Kennedy assassination, but you can meet him." Though intrigued, I'm sorry to say I didn't follow up on the invitation. Then again, maybe I'm not sorry. Jim Garrison was still the district attorney in 1973, though he would lose the upcoming election to Harry Connick Jr.'s father. Garrison was then on trial on bribery charges brought by the U.S. Justice Department. He faced two federal trials in 6 months and was acquitted both times, after arguing the federal government was retaliating for his prosecution of Clay Shaw. Some conspiracy theorists have wondered how Garrison could have conducted an investigation into the Kennedy murder and not once run into Marcello and organized crime. Garrison, to his dying day, insisted the mob had no involvement in the assassination, but many others are not so sure. David Shem published two books, Contract on America and The Mafia Killed President Kennedy, laying out his case for a mafia-led conspiracy. Shem theorizes that the plot was organized by Marcello, along with fellow mobster Santos Traficante and Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa. The most pressing motive was to remove Robert Kennedy's relentless prosecution of organized crime figures. "Killing Robert Kennedy," Marcello is alleged to have told a man named Edward Becker in 1962, would not be effective, since an enraged President Kennedy would seek his vengeance. "If you cut off the dog's tail, he will continue to bite you," Marcello is alleged to have said. "If you cut off the head, the tail of the dog dies." Another alleged motive was a perceived double-cross by the Kennedys. Chicago mob boss Sam Giancana, especially, had provided critical support to the Kennedy campaign in the West Virginia primary and again in Illinois during the general election. To some in the mafia, Kennedy was elected president only with their help. To have his brother, the attorney general, wage war on the mob was seen as the ultimate double-cross. Other high-profile Warren Commission skeptics were solidly in the mafia-did-it camp. Robert Blakey, chief counsel to the House Select Committee on Assassinations, concluded that Marcello was chiefly responsible for the plot. Others, like researcher and author Anthony Summers, concluded that the plot included the participation of both mafia and CIA operatives and revolved around the issue of Cuba. In addition to Marcello and Traficante, Summers also believed Johnny Roselli and Sam Giancana took part. The way both Roselli and Giancana met their deaths suggests there may have been something to that, or at least that they knew more than was healthy to know. In 1976, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence Activities called Roselli to testify about what he knew of CIA and mafia collaboration in plots to kill Castro. Days later, Roselli's dismembered body was found floating in an oil drum in Miami's Dumfounding Bay. He had allegedly been warned that Santos Traficante had ordered him hit. A year earlier, Giancana had been called to testify before the same committee. Before he could be questioned, he was murdered in his home as he cooked an Italian meal. His assailant shot him once in the back of the head, then turned him over and pumped several bullets around his mouth. a typical gang message to others on the dangers of talking too much. Roselli, Giancana, and Trafficante all had connections to the CIA's operations aimed at overthrowing Fidel Castro. It isn't clear that the Kennedy brothers, who were also trying to remove Castro, were fully aware of the Mafia's involvement. Two researchers, Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman, claim the mobsters used their knowledge of the Kennedy administration's anti-Castro efforts to hatch a plot to kill the president and thus make Robert Kennedy powerless. Their book, Ultimate Sacrifice, claims the Mafia learned of an administration plan to stage a coup in Cuba on December 1, 1963. Waldron and Hartman maintain the Mafia infiltrated the plot and enlisted key players to kill the president before the coup could take place. Their rationale was that the government would not dare go after the president's real killers lest they reveal the plot against Castro. They allegedly made plans to assassinate the president in November 1963 in either Chicago, Tampa, or Dallas.